so.
You look like the cat got the canary.
Do I? I just went on a little visit to Andromeda. It was very nice. Oh, it was lovely.
What was it like? Nice. Share it.
Please. It was wonderful. I went through this sort of orangey tunnel.
Yes, you could. Yep.
Oh, I don't know if that's an orangey sort of tunnel. And I was just asking questions like, do they need to eat? And they said, well, they don't really need to eat. They can, but they do grow things. They showed me like these big, not greenhouses, they were more like, I can't think what the name of those places is, where they have big, what do they call them? There's one in England. It's like a huge living garden, but it's all enclosed in glass. Anyway.
Like aquanum.
No.
What do you call it?
It's got a special name. Anyway, show me. Was sort of in this huge thing where they were growing things that they can eat, but they don't need to eat, she said. And then, what else did we go? And I said, you know, do people work or whatever? What do they do? And she showed me that a lot of the time they spend in sort of sitting in circles, helping to guide and send light and do things, you know, for other civilizations or planets or whatever. And then I was thinking, well, that must be a bit boring, you know, doing that all the time. What else do you do? And I mean, it's not boring, it's just, it's lovely, but it's
I'm sure more will come when you
yeah no it. And then she showed me all these like research and libraries and knowledge and all sorts of things that were available to them. And I said, do you have pets and animals? And I could see snakes. But yeah, I just yeah, it was lovely. It was just so nice to go there. That was very nice. What did you, I don't know if it was all in my imagination. I don't know what it was.
Well, it's about imagination.
It was very nice.
The nation of images.
Yes, the nation of images.
Everything. Don't brush it off.
No, I'm not brushing it off. It was very nice to go there.
Yes, lovely.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to hear any more of this doubt.
Oh, no, no, no.
Well, that's when you say imagination, you're doubting.
No, I'm not. No, I know. But the it sounds crazy to other people, but she told me some other stuff too, and I've forgotten what it was.
What's that?
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It's all right. Okay.
So do they have a 24 hours, like a day and a night?
I don't think sleep's that important to them. Oh, I feel like she's looking right at me. Oh, it's making me go cold. No, I don't think the sleep's important for them, but they do. They rest. But the meditation's enough. Must recharge your body in some way.
Yes. Can you, can I ask a question? Did you actually go to Andromeda or were you on a ship, mothership somewhere?
No, I just went by a tunnel, by an orange tunnel.
Yeah.
That's, I just went in my mind, I don't know. But I've done that before.
Good.
To a different planet, to the Pleiades. Like whoosh and come back.
Well, actually, where did you go this time?
To Andromeda. Andromeda's sure? No, it's huge. It's so huge. I just went to one little tiny part of it. Because when they were talking about communities, when they were talking about meditation, she said that, she actually said that. She said they were just one small part.
Who's she?
I think it was Anna that I was connecting with. Because that's who my intention was, to connect with them. I'd actually like to stay here because it's so nice.
Yeah, let's keep staying there. Can we ask a question?
Well, you can if you want and I'll see how
just stay
it works.
There and we'll ask questions if that's all right.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Do you have a question?
Oh, I can't think.
Do you experience climate like we have on planet Earth?
It seems to be moderate all the time. It doesn't seem to be, she's saying in outer areas they get storms of, they can experience dust storms, they can experience climatic sort of changes, but where she is, it's quite peaceful and quite protected.
And do they wear clothes as we do?
They're wearing clothes, but they're not as we are. It's more like an energetic sort of a clothing. Okay. It's just, I think because they're such a high vibration where she is, that they can just think their clothes and, you know, just project an image.
Yep.
And they wouldn't need a vehicle, they would
no.
mentally go.
Yeah, just yeah. transport from
transport,
by
yeah.
mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. And I think they're quite evolved. There's parts of Andromeda that aren't as evolved as they are. They're not as evolved as they could be, she's telling me. But they, there's all levels. But she, where they are, they can use their mind to do anything.
Mm.
Can I just ask if that's true? If
no.
Oh, can I? Why can't I?
No,
don't doubt. But let me just please ask. Just put your hand on it.
No, I can't believe it.
Is that what I'm getting? Am I really connecting with you? Thank you. Hmm. Yes, so yes. What?
Hey, you've come back out of it now.
No, I haven't. I can go back in. I can stay there.
All right, okay. Come back then.
She's showing me how they breathe.
Yes.
They breathe air. Isn't that weird?
They breathe, sorry?
They breathe air.
Air. So there's an atmosphere.
There's an atmosphere, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
I just saw like a pair of nostrils of breathing in.
So no disease? They're all healthy?
It's a state of mind.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like she said before, on other levels, there can be illness. But though they do have like hospitals, but they're not like we have hospitals with drugs and things. It's all conditioning of the mind. And usually, you know, people live a long, 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 long life.
Right.
Without disease.
Hmm. Very good.
To live in love.
So, you've come back.
No, I haven't. I'm still wherever I was.
You are?
Yeah, no, I can just come and go. It's all right.
Okay. Well, while you're there, do you consider that you're in a race there, or are you in a different layer of consciousness where you're not limited at all?
There are no limits. I feel like there's no limits.
So that's the source of all creation?
Yes, because it is. We're all in the source of all creation, but we have to realise that with consciousness.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yes, exactly.
Mm. Is there another question?
I have been given about the Adonis race. Does that register with you at all?
I'm not... Hang on, wait a minute, I just watch what she say. I think that she's showing me like a blue light that's going far away. So maybe it's on another spectrum or another level of awareness. Is that what... And I feel like that race is under their consciousness. Is it lower than their consciousness?
Yes, can you ask her? Where is this then?
Where is what?
Where it is, or what more about it?
Can you tell us more? She's telling me to ask God. She's telling me to expand my awareness and take it up further.
Yeah.
For an answer.
Can you do that?
It seems to just be happening. So I'm just seem to be travelling up to this light, to this golden light with sort of pink light in it. It's like the language is a barrier. It's like the language is Oh, So they came, he showed me a light, and it came down, that blue light, and it came back down to the earth, to the... So were the Adonis raised part of the initial civilization on earth? I feel like, yes, they were. And did they come from Andromeda? No, they didn't. I feel like they came from the Pleiades group or another group that's off to the side somewhere. I can't tell you. They're just saying the language is different. It's different language. And they just seem to show me things in light. Sort of light images. Thank you.
Just stay there if you may, please. You have been talking about meeting very tall...
Yes.
Can you describe them again so that Jill knows?
Oh, my God. They are phenomenal. They...
Can you describe them?
Let me invite them in. Well, just for me personally, yes. There seem to always be five of them.
Yeah.
That... I mean, they make me laugh. They're very funny. They're very dry. Oh, God. I hope you don't mind me saying this, you're a bit bossy, but they're very, don't mess around with them. You just do what they say. I'll give you an example. So I was just in Melbourne and with Reg, and he'd put his back out. He'd been... at golf that day and had walked like 23 k's or something. Anyway, I was sitting meditating on the bed and I'll go back, sorry.
I should have kept my eyes closed.
Anyway, so I was sitting on the bed meditating and I was doing my own meditation and all of a sudden I just wanted to connect with these beings. These very tall, like, you know, how tall do you reckon you are? I reckon they're 5 metres tall, 3 to 5 metres tall, different lights. Anyway, they said, tell him to come over here. I said, oh, my God. And Reg is sitting at the desk. I said, come over here. He said, why? And I said, because these guides want you to come and stand in front of me. Came like a little lamb. He came over. Anyhow, so they made me put my hands either side of his hips and they built this phenomenal grid of light, like a bar through his hips. And he seemed to be recovered from his disability. But they were so bossy but so loving and so strong and powerful. And they built this thing through his hips, this sort of... what would you call it? Like a brace, like a torsion bar thing to just... Anyway, it worked. Anyway, but it was so strong. But these beings have been turning up at... what is his name? Joe Dispenza has been running workshops. And so these beings turn up at his workshops and, you know, so his clients can see them. Well, years ago, they turned up when I was doing something else, but there was only four of them. I wonder if they're the same ones. Anyway, and from time to time I've seen them in other ways, but now when I call on them, they're there in an instant, and they're here for everybody. All you have to do is call them, and they're here. They're just amazing, the help that they give you. Anyway, I don't know why I'm telling you all this with my eyes closed. I feel like I'm not quite present.
We ask you what they were like. Can you describe them?
They don't have physical features as we do. They're just like tall columns of light with very strong personalities. And they're sort of, some of them are like a very powdery blue light. Another's a like pink light. Like, tell me how I would describe you. It's just like pure consciousness. And they are, so they just show themselves as tall beings of light. And when they're around, I feel like I'm being stretched, like I'm really, really, really tall. So that's how I would describe them. But they're here to help in the changes and to assist in the changes of the Earth planet.
Can other people call on them?
Oh, anybody can. They're here for all. They're here for all.
And how would you call them? What name? Is there a name or how would you call on them?
I don't know how I even call on them.
You ask them, dear. Ask them.
They're telling me they're galactic angels.
Yeah, that's what they were sounding like.
Oh.
Beautiful, yes.
So we all just call a galactic angel, do we?
Yeah.
Is that what we call?
Yeah. And just, they're telling me your heart has to be filled with joy. It's like when you're full of that joyful feeling that they will be here. And so that attracts them. So for whatever information that is, I've got no idea. But anyway.
Sounds wonderful.
But I think it's everything. Why are you judging it?
I'm not judging it. I'm just saying. That's just how it is. And they're all they're showing me also that when you're peaceful, I think what these qualities are is that peace and joy. It's lovely the way they show the beautiful images. Makes me want to cry, really. But the peace and the joy bring them around. They're like gardens as well, they tell me. They're very funny, they're hilarious. they just joke, but they're very firm. They don't mess around. So yeah. And they said to tell Valerie that they're not androgynous. That they have female qualities and they have male qualities that are stronger in some some of the beings are more masculine and some are more feminine. They still have androgynous qualities, but they have different jobs to do, that they need the balance. Thank you. Can I come back?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, that was so nice.
Very good.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely, you love. You got that.